Hello again, Nigel Ogden here with our first edition of The Organist Entertains in the merry month of May. And you'll be pleased to hear that at least as far as Norman Scott's garden is concerned, everything's coming up roses.
At this point on Radio 2, we're leaving The Organist Entertains for a few moments because we're returning now to the newsroom and to Paul Layton.
As we reported a short time ago, the Ministry of Defence in London have just announced fresh action in the Falkland Islands, this time involving British losses. The destroyer HMS Sheffield was hit by a missile and was abandoned by her company. It's feared there are some British casualties. And a Sea Harrier was shot down and the pilot killed. Here's the full statement made by a spokesman at the Ministry of Defence.
In the course of its duties, within the total exclusion zone around the Falkland Islands, HMS Sheffield, a Type 42 destroyer, was attacked and hit late this afternoon by an Argentine missile. The ship caught fire which spread out of control. When there was no longer any hope of saving the ship's company abandoned ship. All who abandoned her were picked up. It is feared that there have been a number of casualties, but we have no details of them yet. Next of kin will be informed first as soon as details are received. Further air operations were also conducted over the Falkland Islands today. The Vulcan attack on Port Stanley Airfield carried out this morning was successful, and the aircraft involved returned safely. In the course of Sea Harrier attacks, one of our aircraft was shot down. The pilot has been killed. His name will be announced after we have confirmation that his next of kin have been informed. All the other Sea Harriers returned safely. The task force is continuing with its operations as planned. A statement will be made in the House of Commons tomorrow when further details are known.
That was the Defence Ministry spokesman's statement in full. The next scheduled news on Radio 2 will be at 10 o'clock. Any further news will be brought to you as we receive it. But back now to Robin Boyle.
Well, we have our program, as you heard it, beginning at 9:30, was The Organist Entertains. We're going to rejoin this week's program, which is introduced by Nigel Ogden. And I think now we have Norman Scott at the organ playing Georgia on My Mind.
Thank you.
Georgia on my mind from Norman Scott and the Gulbranson Electronic. Well, here's Charles McNichol once again and The White Dove. Charles McNichol at the Regal Newark. And back to electronics, this time the Verzi Orion in the exuberant hands of Mark Shakespeare and Chopin's Waltz in E-flat. Thank you. Mark Shakespeare plays Chopin. Well, it's certainly going to be a hectic weekend on the concert circuit, so straight on with the list. Starting at the 3J's Gomersall next Saturday, when Ernest Broadbent plays the Compton at 7:30 p.m. On to Sunday the 9th, with William Davis at the Cecil Theatre Hull at 11 o'clock, and next Sunday afternoon, Phil Kelsall at the Scala Rotherham, John Maiden at Stotfold Social Club, and Mostyn Berman at the Northampton School for Boys, all commencing at 2:30. At 2:45, Mike Hall at the Johnson Hall, Yeovil, and at 3 p.m, Dudley Savage at the Regal, Henley-on-Thames. Also next Sunday afternoon, Charles Horrocks plays the Thurstwood Museum Wurlitzer at 3:30, and in the evening at 7:45, Ina Barger gives a concert at the Memorial Hall, Old Windsor. And finally, a little word to any of you who were intending to go to the concert at the Odeon Leicester Square next Sunday, featuring John Mann and Basil Cuthbert. This has been put back a week to Sunday the 16th. And after that little lot, let's relax to a couple of numbers from the highly successful musical Cats, played once again by Mark Shakespeare.
Okay.
Mark Shakespeare on Verzi Orion Electronic with Memories of Magical Mr. Mistopheles. And if, after that hauntingly beautiful music, you feel as if you've stepped out of a dream, well, here's Brian Rodwell at the BBC Theatre Organ to confirm it. You stepped out of a dream from Brian Rodwell at the BBC Theatre Organ. Well, next week, Brian joins us for the whole programme playing Hammond Elegant Electronic, so I hope you'll be able to join us for that at the same time here on Radio 2. Until then, however, have a good week, and with thanks to my producer, Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying take care and cheerio for now.